easily $1,500 a year. Save the food, cha-ching, and $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food, cha-ching,
you're promoted,
which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food, cha-ching,
you're promoted,
check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
boyfriend. He lives in my bed. I wake up to him. He doesn't get jealous. He's okay being open. And I can take him. Do
Welcome to What's Happening here at WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron.
I'm Gianna.
And we'll be back with
Ghost Girl
in just a moment. Enjoy. Want to wish DJ EJ a great job search, and may he come back very soon with more great music, because without great local music and local artists and local DJs, the world would be very, very, very quiet. Enjoy.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Gianna.
Hi, Gianna.
Hi.
So welcome.
Thanks.
And the name of your band?
It's Ghost Girl.
So why Ghost Girl?
'Cause it fit. And I used to just go by Gianna Botticelli, which is like my birth name, but it was really long. So either people weren't remembering how to spell it, because it's like a lot to spell, or they were thinking that when they went into my shows and stuff, that they were going to hear like some opera or like something classical, just like based on my name. And they would hear this like sad, like mellow indie music, and they would just be like, wait a second. So I wanted to change it to something that fit better and was more like relative, and I just like really liked it. It came to myself and one of my friends one day, and it just seemed to fit so well, so we just kept it.
So is it because you're hidden in plain sight?
I mean, kind of. I was kind of like a weird kid growing up, and I didn't have a lot of friends. I moved a ton, and like I never fit into groups or anything. I was always kind of the odd person out that everybody thought was really weird and strange. So it kind of like resonates with that too, where it's just like, I'm here, but like nobody's really kind of paying attention, and like, I'm cool with that. It's just, it's really relative to me. And I feel like it was more of a personal name, and I identified with it better. It made me more comfortable to play music under that name instead of my own.
And also, you spelt it differently.
Yeah. I liked the spelling better for a few reasons. One of them mainly being like the obvious, like it makes it stand out a little bit more. And there were some other things that I noticed that had Ghost Girl as a name, like a book or something like that. And there was an I in it. So I wanted it to be able to like stand out from that and be able to like differentiate it. So I did that, and also just I kind of like the spelling of girl that way. It reminds me of like the girl power movement and like stuff like that, and I just really like how it looks better. And so yeah, those are kind of just the main reasons for it.
So if people want to find you on Facebook and other media?
So most of my social media is like Ghost Girl Music. So it's like Instagram/Ghost Girl Music or Facebook/Ghost Girl Music. Same with my website, ghostgirlmusic.com.
So it's ghost and G-R-L
yep.
.com.
Yeah.
Just want people to know, because I don't want them looking for you and not finding you.
Yeah, there's no I. There's no I anywhere.
No, there's you.
I'm going to put that on a sticker. There's no I.
So growing up, you said you moved around a lot. So music must have been different because you were in different places, so it wasn't all the same music.
A lot of the music that I heard growing up, like no matter where I was, because I was, for the most part, like I was in the same state, so it was just a lot of like, most people listen to, you know, like the radio, like what's on the radio, and like pop and all of the like popular songs, and I'd never really listened to that as a kid. So my music taste kind of was different like from the start. It never really, it wasn't too different as much everywhere else as it was for like me. Like I'd be like, oh, did you hear that song? And everybody's like, no, like loser.
So what were you listening to that intrigued you, that you didn't want to listen to or didn't have the opportunity to, one of the two, or might be more, to mainstream music that really attracted you to what you listened to?
I liked a lot of like Elliott Smith, and I found a lot of music like that just like on the internet and stuff, and it made me get into like sad kinds of stuff. I liked Elliott Smith, Modest Mouse. I liked Brand New a lot. So I kind of just would put like a shuffle on some kind of like, they didn't really have like Pandora and stuff then, but like something kind of more basic. But I would go on like LimeWire when that was a thing and just like get stuff off there and just like download random songs and listen to it. And I would just go with like the sad vibe and I would just like listen to it and start kind of writing my own stuff.
So what made you want to pick up the guitar?
I don't know. I just kind of like, initially when I was really young, I thought it looked really cool. I thought that for a while I wanted to be a vet as a kid. I was like, I want to be a vet. And then I would watch MTV and I would write down, like I would pause the TV and I would write down all of the lyrics that I saw instead of just like looking at them. I would listen and I would just be like, oh, I think it's really cool that people can write music. And so initially I wrote it without a guitar. But then I was just like, I feel like I want to be able to do this all myself. So I started playing guitar and I was really bad at it at first and I hated it. And so I kept it for probably like a couple weeks and I was like, Dad, like I need a guitar for my birthday. I was like 12. And then I just left it there. I didn't play it. And then one day I just picked it up and I just watched YouTube and like all these videos and learned how to play it. And I just decided that that was kind of like what I wanted to do.
So you've been doing it a while.
Yeah, I've been writing songs since I was like 13.
And so how many followers do you have? Do you know?
I don't know.
Where have you been playing?
I've played around Boston a lot. I played like at the Middle East. I played Great Scott. I played Zuzu. I got to play the Sinclair with Melissa Ferrick once, which was like really cool. And Cafe 939. So I just kind of play around Boston for the most part. Cause it's where I like to be. I like the city, so.
So you have a song for us?
Yes, I do. This one's called No Amount of You.
Evening feels like home. You wait on those who never come. You won't stand upright. You wait on those who never come. 'Cause they don't measure up, no amount of you will fix what I have got to fail. No amount of you will fix what I have got to fail.
Thanks.
Sounded really good.
Thank you.
It had a lot of feeling in it.
Yeah.
So, when you write, is it based upon things you've already experienced, things you've seen?
Yeah, for the most part. Like, most of the stuff I write about, I kind of say, like, it has to marinate for a while. Like, if something I feel, like, bad happens to me, I can't write about it when it happens to me. It has to, like, sit there and then, like, throughout time when I'm writing it will kind of just like come up on its own.
So do you write your lyrics first or the music first or?
Totally depends. Yeah, it could go either way. Like sometimes I'll just like have lyrics and I'll write a bunch of them out on like a piece of paper. And then other times I write like a melody first and then the lyrics after. And sometimes I'll just combine the two where it's like I have these lyrics, I have this like melody I like, so I just kind of put them together.
I think it's cool that you're writing them out.
Yeah.
By hand, not using a computer, and that's, you know.
Yeah, I like to write things, like, I actually hate typing, so I would way rather write anything by hand. Like, I make all my lists by hand, and, like, I write songs and lyrics and everything, like, with just, like, a pen and paper, always.
I think it allows you to think through it?
Yeah, kind of. I like how it feels better. I feel like you're just... If you're typing something, I feel like you tend to think about it more without even really thinking that you are. Like, you're, like, typing, and your brain is kind of processing it more as, like, more so than when you're just writing with, like, a pen and paper. You're just kind of, like, I'm writing, like, as I'm thinking this.
So, if you're using, say, a computer,
mm-hmm.
and you've written something, you hit delete, or the computer goes out, you lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Writing it down on paper, if you cross something out, it's still there in case you want to go back to it.
Yeah, yeah. I have, like, notebooks, like, a big pile of notebooks in my room that are just filled, and, like, the only downside to it really is the organization. Like, it's, I don't know where I put what, and, like, when I wrote a song, I don't know where the tab is, or, like, stuff like that, but I could find it if I had to.
But that's... sort of your creative process, because it allows you to think back to where you put the music.
Yeah.
And look back upon what you've written.
Yeah.
So it gives you that.
Yeah, I really like too that, like, I can see like how my handwriting and stuff has changed like throughout the time that I've started writing. So like I have songs written down from when I was like 14 years old, and like I'll look at them and the handwriting's different, or I'll look at them and I'll read them and the lyrics. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I can't believe that I wrote this. But when I was 14, it was like so important to me. So I think that that's really cool too.
So it's all relevant, even if it may have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because it may inspire something else you're going to write.
Yeah.
Like the next song, and I like the title of it.
Thanks.
Untitled.
I couldn't remember what order I put all that stuff in. I thought that I put a different one second.
Oh, that's...
I surprised myself. Okay. Yeah. This one is called Untitled 3, and this actually is a song that I wrote when I was like 14 or 15.
Upon my cheek, and I need space to keep keep from folding. You can't give that to me. You can't give that to me. And I have neighbors, they place their palms against my walls. And I'm just trying to fight their monsters, not beckon to their calls. And you still bring me grace when I am down, when I am low. I just lack appreciation, accepting at the most. I wish you'd go home. But a mark inside my head. Oh, who are you? Who are you in? I won't take recommendations, so write that on your sheet. And mark me down with bad intention. Mark me as diseased. In every day a new face born, and an old one fades away. They were once cause for attention, a joy to celebrate. And you'd spend your whole life telling me it's all okay. I don't know why you do that. I don't know why you do that. I wish you'd stay. Oh, who are you? But a mark inside my head. Oh, who are you? Who let you in? So drop the flashlight and start a fire with our hands. And in the dark flame, pull me in. You pull me in.
Interesting title, being Untitled 3.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a title. It was one of the first songs I wrote that I really, like, kept and had recorded when I was younger, so I was just like, I don't know what to call it, and I don't know where the 3 came from either, so.
It gives it distinction.
Yeah.
Lovely voice, though.
Thank you.
And listening to some of the words initially in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it doesn't sound like you were 14 at the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt 14.
but the lyrics were, yeah, older.
Yeah, they're kind of like dark lyrics. But they're really like, I used to write a lot about like anxiety. And I had a really hard time with, like, mental illness and stuff when I was a teenager. So I didn't really go out. I didn't. Like, there was a summer where I didn't leave my house, like, at all. And I just would write. And, like, I wrote. That was one of the things that I wrote, like, during that time.
But it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So What do you like about going out and performing?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I know what I like. Not that I don't know. It's just that it's something that scares me really bad. The first time I performed, I was shaking so much. Like, I messed up every song. But it's something about just, like, spreading, like, my songs and having people hear them and maybe, like, relating to them. Like, even if it's just, like, one person, they're like, oh, my God, that makes, like, so much sense to me. I think that that's really cool because I know there's definitely songs for me that, like, I've heard and I'm like, oh, I love this song. And it's not even the song. It's just that, like, I relate to this song so much, so I love it that much more. Like, so I think it's really cool that music does that. And I really like for mine to be part of that whole, like, cycle where people can connect and, like, relate to one another on an emotional level.
Because it comes directly from you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, over the years, people have had other people write their music for them.
Mm-hmm.
And their lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And when you live it, it's even more real.
Yeah.
So when you perform these songs over and over and over,
mm-hmm.
do they feel more comfortable than they might have when you initially wrote them? Or does it just drive you to want to write even more and play even more?
They feel more comfortable in a sense of, like, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to mess that up. But basically, like, depending on how I'm feeling, like, sometimes I still get, like, really emotional about some of them. But they always make me want to write more. Like, playing out and having, like, a good show after is something that always makes me feel like I made the right choice in playing music. Like, there's nothing else on earth that makes me feel that way. So I feel like that's very symbolic and important for me to, like, pay attention to.
So doing that, it's never enough.
I got a tune down for this one. I used to tell jokes when I would tune my guitar to fill the awkward void, but they were like dad jokes, like knock knock jokes. But nobody would, like, participate, so I was just like, it's just, I made it worse. Okay, so this one is called Enough.
Up with violent shaking, staring. they feel like splinters. They cut me up, God, cut me off. It's enough, it's enough, it's enough. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. I move my muscles, they feel like splinters, they cut me off. It's enough, it's enough.
Thank you.
And you've got your great videographer here too with you.
Yeah, she's okay.
So do you have a CD out?
I do. It's still under Gianna Botticelli, but I do have one. And you can get it online and on Bandcamp. You can get like a digital version of it.
Do you bring them with you to your shows?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have an upcoming show?
I do. I'm playing on September 9th, but in Rhode Island. One of my friends who is in the band, Lucky United, I believe, she hosts an event called, Punks for Pets. So it's basically a show and like the money, and donations, people like bring stuff that goes to an animal shelter that's local to the area. So that's really cool. And I'm happy that I get to be a part of that.
So do you go to any of the open mics?
Sometimes I do the one at the Lizard Lounge.
And go out and support all the other local artists.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many people around here, like musicians that I just like, I love. And like, if I didn't play music, I feel like I never would have been able to get into like the scene of realizing how many people are around here that are just so good. Because people, I think, tend to just think if someone's not on the radio that their music couldn't be like as good. But these people are like, they're so talented. So many of my friends in the area are so talented.
If you'd like to unselfishly drop a few names, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, like, Carissa Johnson, Pratik, he's really good, too. My friend, Nat, who goes by, and I think he just changed his stuff to Nathan, Marion, Roy. All of them are a big part of, like, my musical inspiration and, like, some good friends, too. They're just really, they're really cool people in general, and I like all of their music so much, so...
That's the good part of it, about it, because, well, when you decided to go into music, and you said, you know, Dad, I need the guitar. I need to get the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
How'd they feel about it?
They were like, okay. Like, my mom especially has always been, she's very like, I think you should do whatever makes you happy. And she would never want me to do something that didn't make me happy. So when I told her that, like, I wanted to be a musician, she was always, like, nothing but encouraging. She was, like, she never told me. She was never, like, you know, like, the pay is not great or, like, you should really do something else. She was always just, like, you love that? Like go do that. That's what life is. So I'm lucky like that.
Very supportive.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And said you're going to Rhode Island, huh? Are you going to drive or are you going to sail there?
I think I'll drive.
It's quite a place to sail, though. For many, many years, the sailing championships were off of Newport.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of boats, so.
But you wrote a song about sailing.
I know, but it's kind of just because, like, the word is in there.
But it's not really.
It has nothing to do with real sailing. I'm like, I won't get on a boat. You'll never catch me on a boat. I'm scared of, like, getting sick.
Take her down to the public gardens and get her on a swan boat.
No.
The swan boats are so safe, and it is beautiful.
No, she's been trying to get me to go kayaking for, like, weeks, and I'm like, no.
Go to the swan boats. It's a big part of Boston.
Okay, I'll play sail now.
Should find a new outlet, getting my mouth fixed, getting this done. Maybe I should let it go freely, catching the run. Maybe you should show that you're willing, catch my eyes spinning at the news. Maybe I was meant to write letters to you over blue. Sail away and sail away. You sail my way, my way. Let me go, 'cause you don't need me till you're sleepless and it shows. Well, through your skin. Same love, same fire, hold my head right. No, no, no. Same love, same fire, hold my head right. No, no. Sail away and sail away. You sail my way, my way.
You're like sailing in a different way. Each one is better than the next.
Thanks. I did like a weird order. Some of them are really, really old, and then some of them are kind of new.
Well, but that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Because you can mix it up and never have the same set.
Yeah.
So people have to get out there and see you perform, because it's, for me, not to have words is unusual. And
well, thanks, I appreciate that.
Very talented.
Thank you.
And you know, it's I looked at the fifth song, which was interesting. Where does that come from?
It's basically kind of about being in a state of like you're kind of emotionless and you're not paying attention, like you're not realizing people that you're hurting, or you're not realizing anything you're doing or the impact of any of your decisions. You're just kind of there.
There are a lot of people like that in the world.
Yeah, there are a lot of people like that.
But we won't go into that. But love to hear the tune, though.
Sure. This one's called Zombie.
My body's a machine with moving parts on autopilot. Nothing registers and nothing feels solid. You were hoping for a change of scenery. I think something shook when you heard that it was all just plain for me. We don't have have to walk you all the time. Sure, you're right, I'm just unfit, and I am too scared to admit it to myself. Kicking in the front door, leaving the back one open. What are you crying for? Tell me I cannot feel it. Kicking in the front door, leaving the back one open. What are you crying for? Tell me I cannot feel it. Tell me I cannot relate. I didn't get to choose the way they fixed me. Now I'm pouring inside out, I'm an emotionally stunted zombie. Pouring inside out, I'm an emotionally stunted zombie. Kicking in the front door, leaving the back one open. Love, what are you crying for? Tell me I cannot feel late. Kicking in the front door, leaving the back one open. What are you crying for? Tell me I cannot feel it. And I know I make your lips shake, but it's just a heavy fog that I cannot explain. And I wish you would bruise me up. I wish you'd tear me right at the center. Kicking in the front door, leaving the back one open. Kicking in the front door, leaving the back one open. What are you crying for? Tell me I cannot feel it. Tell me I cannot relate.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron. You listen to What's Happening. And my guest is?
Gianna of Ghost Girl.
And you got to check out her website, get out and see her perform. Want to see her playing in a lot more clubs around. Music is beautiful.
Thank you.
And just fantastic.
Thank you.
So I saw you wrote one other thing down because we were talking about it off. You have one last song to send us out?
Yes, and it's going to be a cover, and it's one of my favorite songs of all time. It's a pretty old song, and it made me really want to play music just because of how different it is, and I feel like I can't incorporate that with an acoustic guitar, but I can at least play the song because I feel like most people will know it and hopefully like it too. So this is Stand By Me by Ben E. King.
is cold, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me, stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me, stand by me.
Thank you.
Great rendition of that song.
Thank you.
Everybody needs to get out and see Ghost Girl and stand by her because she's got it. Thank you for listening to What's Happening. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for